With respect to understanding about past and future lives, there are many, many different explanations and different ways of reasoning and meditating that Buddha taught to help us come to that conclusion. There are meditations we can do where we trace our mind back and we gain memories of our previous lives. There are meditations we can do where we separate our mind from our body and manifestly showing that they're not the same thing. There are many meditations like this that we can do. There are many people we can meet who have memories, or there are experiences that people describe, many different ways. Some of which, different things will appeal to different people. Some people are very much more on a sort of intuitive way of understanding. You know, for example, the simple fact that the experience that so many of us have had so regularly, where we meet someone who we've never met before, and yet we feel like we've always known them. Those are things that indicate things about previous lives. Anyway, the two points I want to highlight is this, first of all, this point about the formless continuum. So our mind is a formless continuum. So we can first of all make the distinction between the mind and the body. The body is a physical thing. It can be photographed, it can be weighed, it can be dissected, it can be reproduced in various different ways. The mind doesn't have any of those characteristics. Now, even if we get one of those CT scans or whatever, or what people get wired up and they show, look, this is at the time you're having this feeling or this emotion, this thing is happening in your brain. There may be a correlation, but a correlation is not an identity. Like, obviously there's a relationship between the mind and the brain. The mind and the brain, the mind and the body. And when we get embarrassed, we blush. We're embarrassed, that's a mental state, and there's a physical manifestation of it. There's a relationship between the two. And of course, we could talk about many different relationships between what's happening in our mind and what happens in our body, but a correlation isn't an identity. You know, if someone's playing a piano, imagine an invisible pianist, for example, an invisible pianist playing a piano. We can see the piano, we can look at it, we can open it up, we can cut chords, we can pull out keys, we can do all of these different things and think we understand music, but all we understand is a piano. In the same way, we can dissect the body and we can trace all the different nervous systems and so forth and think that we've understood consciousness, but all we've understood is the body. Now, the body is obstructed by things like time and space, distance, in a way that the mind clearly isn't. The mind can think to the past and the future in exactly the, I can think about tomorrow, and it takes me no longer to think about 100 years from now. I can think about the back of this temple, and I can think about Australia, and it takes no difference in time for me to be able to do that. The mind is not obstructed by time. The mind is not obstructed by distance. The body is. The difference between how long it would take me to get to the end back of this room to Australia is huge, especially at the moment. It'd be almost impossible. So we can see what they are is very different. There's an analogy sometimes that is used of a metal knife with a wooden handle. A metal knife with a wooden handle. And the point is, you can't get the wooden handle from the same source that you got the metal for the blade from. They are different continuums. There's a passage in Joyful Path which Geshe-la gives an explanation of this point on continuums. And he says, we can correctly infer that we have taken countless rebirths because the continuum of our mind is beginningless and our body is impermanent. For example, a barley seed comes from a crop that in turn grew from a seed. If we trace it back, we can never find the beginning of the continuum of the barley seed. Even before this planet developed, the continuum of the barley seed existed in some other universe. Similarly, the mind of today arises from the mind of yesterday, and the continuum of the mind has no beginning. The mind we have right now does not arise independently without causes and conditions. The mind of a newborn baby arises from the mind of the baby in its mother's womb, and the mind of the baby in its mother's womb arises from the mind that entered the fertilized ovum at conception. Where did that mind come from? It came from the mind that existed before conception, the mind of the previous life. This mind itself came from the mind of the previous life, and so on, without beginning. It's a passage from Venerable Geshe's book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune. So if we observe the mind, what is the mind? And we acknowledge that it is quite different from the body. They have completely different characteristics, completely different obstructions. And what is the mind obstructed by? The mind is obstructed by delusions. We can't be happy when we're angry. We can't be loving when we are full of hate. We can't. The mind is obstructed. The mind is obstructed by delusion. It's not obstructed by time or distance. So we see these are different things, like the metal and the wood. They have their own different continuums.